Gosh, it's been a long time since I've been in a church. Feels good to be here. Last time I was in a church, I was taken out in a body bag. Oh, you think I jest? No. I'm ashamed to say, that is my story. Wish it wasn't. If you don't believe me, you can look up in Acts chapter 5. Luke recorded it all. Yeah, thanks, Luke, for doing that. My name is Sapphira. My husband, Ananias, and I were part of the early church. It was an amazing time. We had heard Peter preach and tell us about Jesus, how Jesus had come, how he had died, how he'd been resurrected and offered us life with him. We were drawn. We received Jesus by faith, and we became part of this new community. It was truly an incredible time. We had meals together. We listened to the teaching of the apostles. They told us all about Jesus, what he had done, what he had taught, and explained scripture to us, talking about everything from, you know, how God, his whole plan from creation. We had communion together, celebrating Jesus' death and his resurrection. And we prayed. There was one time, Peter and John, they had gone to the temple in the afternoon. They were going to go pray, and on their way, they saw a man who was lame, and they reached out to him, and in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. Well, he went running and leaping and jumping and going into the temple, that caused quite a stir. And Peter took that opportunity to preach and to tell people about Jesus. But the authorities, they were not so happy with that message. They threw Peter and John into jail that night, and then the next morning told them, no, you are not to speak about Jesus anymore. Well, they came back to us, and we had a prayer time. We fervently prayed, and as we were praying, the whole room shook. There was such a movement of the Holy Spirit during this time. You know, people were healed physically, like this lame man. People healed emotionally. Things like this, the room shaking. There was so much that was going on. Another aspect of our time together in this new community was that people shared everything with one another. They gave as they had need. Yeah, well, that's where our story went a little awry. There was a man amongst us. His name was Joseph, and we called him Barnabas because that means son of encouragement. That's what he was. He was a real encourager of people, and he was very giving. Well, he had a piece of property that he decided to sell, and he gave all the proceeds to the church. Well, as you can imagine, people just thought he was the best thing since sliced bread, you know? Got all these accolades and praise for what he had done. And you know what? We were jealous. We had been working hard, you know, serving meals and helping out in a whole variety of ways, and it seemed like we just weren't appreciated. Not really valued for all the work we had done, and we wanted some of that praise. Well, there was a piece of property that we had thought about selling, and so we decided, yeah, we would sell it. But we did not want to give all the money to the church. We wanted to have a little bit of a cushion for ourselves. Well, who knows what's going to happen? You know, would people be there to support us in a way that we wanted if something were to arise? We wanted to have, yeah, some money to do with what we wanted. But we certainly wanted all the praise. So we decided we would lie. And that we would say, oh yeah, this is what we got for the property, we're giving it all, when we were really holding back some of it. Well, we sold the property, and Ananias was on his way then to go to the church and to give the money to Peter and the other apostles. I had to go into town. I needed to go to the market, get some food for that night's dinner. So Ananias went and he presented the money to Peter and said, "This is what we got for the property that we sold." Peter knew he was lying. Peter told him, "You know, you didn't have to sell anything. You didn't have to give any money to the church. The issue was lying." Peter said, "You let the enemy take control, and you have grieved the Holy Spirit." Right there and then, Ananias died, fell down dead. Men came in and wrapped up his body, took him out, and laid him in a grave. I didn't know what had been going on. About 3 hours later, when I came back after doing the shopping, I came in and Peter came and found me and said, "Is this what you got for your property?" I kind of squirmed. That was my opportunity to come clean, to be truthful. Instead, I kind of swallowed and said, "Yep, yeah, that was it." And right then I died. I too was taken out in a body bag. You know, there's people over the years who have tried to tone down what happened. They, you know, didn't die right then. It happened later on. But Luke, who recorded all this, Luke was a doctor. Luke kind of knew the difference between dead and mostly dead. He recorded all this, yes, to our shame. There are other places in Scripture of kind of similar story. One's back in Joshua, and when they were taking the promised land and went in to take Jericho, God told them not to take any of the plunder that would be there. Well, they went in, and a man named Achan, he saw some of this stuff, and he was pretty tempted. And he ended up taking this beautiful robe and a little bit of silver and gold, and not, you know, not too much. Squirreled away in his tent, thought, "This little bit, that's not going to matter." Well, then they went to fight the next battle. The battle was at Ai. And they failed miserably. Lots of people died. They were killed. And Joshua was so distressed. How did this happen? And when he sought God, God told him how he had clearly said not to take any of the plunder. It was cursed, and they had. It was found out it was Achan that had done this, and Achan too received the judgment, and he was taken out in a body bag. Tough stuff, isn't it? Certainly not what I would have wanted. And you know, when Luke wrote all this down, he told the good things and he told the hard things. And there must have been a reason why he included this. I think because of the seriousness of sin. You know, when we were going to lie, it's just a little lie. You know, we're just holding back some of it. What, who is that going to harm, telling that kind of lie? Nobody, just us. Achan. Yeah, just take this little bit. Nobody's going to notice. But there are consequences to our sin. I think of the story of David. You know how David had adultery with Bathsheba and then killed the husband of Bathsheba. But David asked for forgiveness, wrote that beautiful Psalm, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me. He was forgiven. But you know, there were consequences from that sin. The rest of David's life, there wasn't peace within his household. He faced conflict the rest of his life. Yes, there are consequences to sin. And I think what was so amazing during this time was how sin, it just squelches the move of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit was moving so powerfully during this time of the early church that the gospel was spreading. It was so important not to have that thwarted and to deal with the sin so that the Spirit could move powerfully. I think of other times throughout history when the Spirit has moved, and it seems like it's often started with people really being in prayer sincerely and confessing their sins and repenting. You've probably heard of the last, you know, outpouring that happened in Kentucky with these kids. Well, that all started with a chapel service where they were challenged to confess and repent. And kids stayed after at the altar, and they did just that. They confessed before the Lord. They confessed to friends, asking for forgiveness. Some even had to phone home and ask for forgiveness from their parents and confess things that they had done. And the Spirit, there was this amazing outpouring. You know, and I've wondered, it didn't last forever. Why did it end? And I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of people that came to Kentucky because they'd heard about what was going on. And they wanted to see this move of the Spirit and be part of it. And I wonder if after time what they wanted was to get something from the Spirit rather than coming with the sense of laying everything down in surrender, confession, and repentance. Just my thoughts. Well, cautionary tale. I hope that as you read our story, that you will realize the seriousness of sin. If sin wasn't serious, Jesus wouldn't have had to die for us. But it is. And it holds us back, and we don't experience all that the Spirit has for us and for others around us. Jesus is always there with forgiveness. And I'm glad that, you know, he didn't take away salvation from me. But oh my, we missed out. That's our legacy. Certainly not what we wanted. We were looking for some kind of praise. So what are you holding on to? Some kind of lie? Wanting to look better in the eyes of other people? We so often do that. Coveting, jealousy, resentment, a whole list of things. I challenge you to take a look at those things, to confess them, and bring them to the Lord, who is there with forgiveness for you, wanting to offer life and freedom. And joy in the Holy Spirit to come in powerful ways into your life. May you learn from us, and may our kind of story not be your legacy. Thank you.